padma vakya chitte te koriya aikya arna kori ho mane asha om ajnana timarandhasya jnana anjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha mukam karoti vachalam pangum lang payate girim yatripatamaham vandi shri gurum dina tarunam yatripatamaham vandi parama ananda madhavam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Golavani pracharne Nivishesha shunyavadi Pashtyatya desha tarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivakadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hari Harai Namaha.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 24, The Subterranean Heavenly Planets. Shukadev Goswami then said, My dear King Parikshit, some historians or speakers of the Puranas say that 10,000 yojanas or 80,000 miles below the sun is the planet known as Rahu, which moves like one of the stars. The presiding deity of that planet, who is the son of Singhika, is the most abominable of all the Asura demons. And although he is completely unfit to assume the position of a demigod or planetary deity, he has achieved that position by the grace of the personality of Godhead. Later, I shall speak further about this Sanghikeya. The sun globe, which is a source of heat, extends for 10,000 yojanas or 80,000 miles. The moon extends for 20,000 yojanas, 160,000 miles. And Rahu extends for 30,000 yojanas or 240,000 miles. Formerly, when nectar was being distributed by Mohini Murti among the demigods, Rahu tried to create dissension between the sun and moon by interposing himself between them. Rahu is inimical towards both the sun and the moon, and therefore Rahu always tries to cover the sunshine and moonshine on the dark moon day and full moon night. After hearing from the sun and moon demigods about Rahu's attack, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, engages his disc, known as the Sudarshana Chakra, to protect them. The Sudarshana Chakra is the Lord's most beloved devotee and is favored by the Lord. The intense heat of the effulgence coming from the Sudarshana Chakra is meant for killing non-devotees and is unbearable to Rahu. And therefore, Rahu tries to flee in fear of Sudarshana Chakra. And during the time Rahu disturbs either the sun or moon, there occurs what is known as an eclipse. Below Rahu, by 10,000 yojanas, or 80,000 miles, are the planets known as Siddhaloka, Charanaloka, and Vidyadharaloka. It is said that the residents of Siddhaloka, being naturally endowed with the power of yogis, can go from one planet to another by their natural mystic powers without using airplanes or similar machines. Beneath Vidyadharaloka, Charanaloka, and Siddhaloka, in the sky called Antariksha, are the places of enjoyment for the Yakshas, Rakshasas, Pishashas, ghosts, and so on. Antariksha extends as far as the wind blows and the clouds float in the sky. And above this, there is no more air. Below the abodes of the Yakshas and Rakshasas, by a distance of 100 yojanas, or 800 miles, is planet Earth. Its upper limits extend as high as swans, hawks, eagles, and similar large birds are able to fly. Part 2. My dear King Parikshit, beneath the earth are seven other planets known as Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala, and Patala. I have already explained the situation of the planetary systems of the earth. The width and length of the seven lower planetary systems are calculated to be exactly the same as those of planet Earth. In those seven planetary systems, which are also known as the subterranean heavens or Vila Swarga, there are very beautiful houses, gardens, and places for sense enjoyment which are even more opulent than those in the higher planets, because the demons have a very high standard of sensual pleasure, wealth, and influence. Most of the residents of these planets, who are known as Daityas, Danavas, and Nagas, live as householders. Their wives, children, friends, and society are all fully engaged in illusory material happiness. The sense enjoyment of the demigods is sometimes disturbed, but the residents of these Bilaswarga, or subterranean heavenly planets, enjoy life without disturbance. Thus, they are understood to be very much attached to illusory happiness. My dear King Parikshit, in these imitation heavens known as Bilaswarga, There is a great demon named Maya Danava, who is an expert artist and architect. He has constructed many brilliantly decorated cities. There are many wonderful houses, walls, gates, assembly houses, temples, yards, and temple compounds, as well as many hotels serving as residential quarters for foreigners. The houses for the leaders of these planets are constructed with the most valuable jewels, and they are always crowded with living entities known as Nagas and Asuras, as well as many pigeons, parrots, and similar birds. All in all, these imitation heavenly cities are most beautifully situated and attractively decorated. The parks and gardens in the artificial heavens surpass in beauty those of the upper heavenly planets. The trees in those gardens, embraced by creepers, bend with a heavy burden of twigs with fruits and flowers, and therefore they appear extraordinarily beautiful. That beauty could attract anyone and make one's mind fully blossom in the pleasure of sense gratification. And there are many lakes and reservoirs with clear, transparent water, agitated by jumping fish, and decorated with many flowers, such as lilies, kuvalayas, kahlaras, and blue and red lotuses. Pairs of chakravakas and many other water birds nest in the lakes and always enjoy in a happy mood, making a sweet, pleasing vibration, which is very satisfying and conducive to the enjoyment of the senses. And since there is no sunshine in those subterranean heavenly planets, time is not divided into days or nights. Consequently, fear produced by time does not exist. Many great serpents reside there with gems on their hoods, and the effulgence of these gems dissipates the darkness in all directions. Since the residents of these planets drink and bathe in juices and elixirs made from wonderful herbs, they are freed from all anxieties and physical diseases. They have no experience of gray hair, wrinkles, or invalidity. Their bodily lusters do not fade, their perspiration does not cause a bad smell, and they are not troubled by fatigue or by lack of energy or enthusiasm due to old age. They live very auspiciously, and they do not fear death from anything but the established time for death, which is the effulgence of the Sudarshana Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when the Sudarshana disk enters those provinces, the pregnant wives of the demons all have miscarriages due to fear of its effulgence. My dear King Parikshit, I shall now describe to you the lower planetary systems one by one, beginning from Atala. In the planet known as Atala, there is a demon, the son of Maya Danava, named Bala, who created 96 kinds of mystic power. Some so-called yogis and swamis take advantage of this mystic power to cheat people even today. Simply by yawning, the demon Bala created three kinds of women, known as Swairani, Kamini, and Pungshali. Swairanis like to marry men from their own group. Kaminis marry men from any group. and Pungshchalis change husbands one after another. If a man enters the planet of Atala, these women immediately capture him and induce him to drink the intoxicating beverage made with the drug known as Hataka or Cannabis Indica. This intoxicant endows a man with great sexual prowess, of which the women take advantage for their enjoyment. A woman will enchant the man with attractive glances, intimate words, smiles of love, and then embraces. In this way, she induces him to enjoy sex with her to her full satisfaction. Because of his increased sexual power, the man thinks himself stronger than 10,000 elephants and considers himself most perfect. Indeed, illusioned and intoxicated by false pride, the man thinks himself to be God, ignoring impending death. The next planet below Atala is Vitala, wherein Lord Shiva, who is known as the Master of Gold Mines, lives with his personal associates, the ghosts, and similar living entities. Lord Shiva, as the progenitor, engages in sex with Bhavani, the progenitress, to produce living entities. And from the mixture of their vital fluid, the river named Hataki is generated. When fire, being made to blaze by the wind, drinks of this river and then sizzles and spits it out, it produces gold known as Hataka. The demons who live on that planet, along with their wives, decorate themselves with various ornaments made from that gold, and thus they live there very happily. Below the planet Vitala is another planet known as Sutala, where the great son of Maharaj Virochana, Bali Maharaj, who is celebrated as the most pious king, resides there even now. For the welfare of Indradeva, king of heaven, Lord Vishnu appeared in the form of a dwarf brahmachari as the son of Aditi and tricked Bali Maharaj by begging for only 3 paces of land, but actually taking all the 3 worlds. Being very pleased with Bali Maharaj, forgiving all of his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent king Indra. Even now, Bali Maharaj engages in devotional service by worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Uttama Shloka, one who is worshipped by the best of selected Sanskrit verses. And Krishna's devotees, such as Bali Maharaj, are also worshipped by the words Punya Shloka, verses that increase one's piety. O King Parikshit, Bali Maharaj donated all of his possessions to Vamanadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But one should certainly not conclude that Bali Maharaj achieved his great worldly opulence in Bilaswarga as a result of his charitable disposition. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of life for all living entities, lives within everyone as the friendly supersoul, and under his direction, a living entity either enjoys or suffers in this material world. Greatly appreciating the transcendental qualities of the Lord, Bali Maharaj offered everything at Vamanadeva's lotus feet. His purpose, however, was not to gain anything material, but instead to become a pure devotee. For such a pure devotee, the door of liberation is automatically opened. So one should not think that Bali Maharaj was given so much material opulence merely because of his charity. For when one becomes a pure devotee in love, one may also be blessed with a good material position by the will of the Supreme Lord. However, one should not mistakenly think that the material opulence of a devotee is the result of one's devotional service. No. The real result of devotional service is the awakening of pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which continues under all circumstances. If one who is embarrassed by hunger, or who falls down or stumbles, and chants the holy name of the Lord even once, willingly or unwillingly, he or she is immediately freed from the reactions of one's past deeds. Karmis, entangled in material activities, face many difficulties in the practice of mystic yoga and other endeavors to achieve that same freedom. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart as the Super Soul, sells himself to his devotees, such as Narada Muni. In other words, the Lord gives pure love to such devotees and gives himself to those who love him purely. Great self-realized mystic yogis, such as the Four Kumaras, also derive great transcendental bliss from realizing the Super Soul within themselves. However, the Supreme Personality of Godhead did not award his mercy to Bali Maharaj by giving him material happiness and opulence, for these things make one forget the loving service of the Lord. The result of material opulence is that one can no longer absorb one's mind in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are two kinds of opulence. One, which results from one's karma, is material, whereas the other is spiritual. The surrendered soul, who fully depends upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, does not want material opulence for sense gratification. Therefore, when a pure devotee is seen to possess exalted material opulence, it is not due to one's karma. Rather, it is due to one's bhakti. In other words, one is in that position because the Supreme Lord wants the devotee to execute service to Krishna very easily and opulently. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead could see no other means of taking everything away from Bali Maharaj, Vamanadeva adopted the trick of begging from Bali and took away all the three worlds. Thus, only Bali's body was left. But still, the Lord was not satisfied. So Vamanadeva arrested Bali Maharaj, binding him with the ropes of Varuna, and threw him into a cave within a mountain. Nevertheless, although all of his property was taken, and Bali was thrown into a cave, he was such a great devotee that he spoke as follows. Alas, how pitiable it is for Indra, the king of heaven. For although he is very learned and powerful, and although he chose Brihaspati as his prime minister to instruct him, Indra is completely ignorant concerning spiritual advancement. Brihaspati is also unintelligent because he did not properly instruct his disciple Indradeva. Lord Vamana was standing at Indra's door, but Indradeva, instead of begging Vamana for an opportunity to render transcendental loving service, engaged Vamana in asking me for alms to gain the three worlds for his sense gratification. Sovereignty over the three worlds is very insignificant because whatever material opulence one may possess lasts only for an age of Manu, which is but a tiny fraction of endless time. My grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, is the only person who understood his own self-interest. Upon the death of Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, Narsinghadev wanted to offer Prahlad his father's kingdom, and even wanted to grant Prahlad liberation from material bondage. But Prahlad accepted neither. Prahlad thought that liberation and material opulence are only obstacles to devotional service, and therefore such gifts from the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not his actual mercy. Consequently, instead of accepting the results of karma and jnana, Prahlad Maharaj simply begged Narsinghadev for engagement in the service of the Lord's servant. Persons like us, who are still attached to material enjoyment and who are contaminated by the three modes of material nature, and who also lack the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot follow the supreme path of Prahlad Maharaj, the exalted devotee of the Lord. Shukadev Goswami continued, "And so, my dear King Parikshit, how shall I glorify the character of Mali Maharaj, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Master of the Three Worlds, who is most compassionate to his own devotee, stands with club in hand at Bali Maharaj's door. When Ravana, the powerful demon, came to gain victory over Bali Maharaj, Vamanadev kicked him a distance of 80,000 miles with his big toe. Later, I shall explain the character and activities of Bali Maharaj in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam." Beneath the planet known as Sutala is another planet called Talatala, which is ruled by the Danava demon named Maya. Maya is known as the Acharya, master of all the Mayavis, who can invoke the powers of sorcery. For the benefit of the three worlds, Lord Shiva, who is known as Tripurari, once set fire to the three kingdoms of Maya, but later, being pleased with Maya Danava, returned his kingdom. And since that time, Maya Danava has been protected by Lord Shiva, and therefore Maya Danava falsely thinks that he need not fear the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking that Tripurari will protect him. Below the planetary system of Talatala is the next planetary system, Mahatala. It is the abode of many hooded snakes, descendants of Kadru, who are always very angry. The great snakes who are prominent are Kuhaka, Takshaka, Kaliya, and Sushena. The snakes in Mahatala are always disturbed by fear of Garuda, the personal carrier of Lord Vishnu. But although they are all full of anxiety, some of them nevertheless sport with their wives, children, friends, and relatives. And this is the way of material life. Even if one lives in the most abominable condition, still one thinks oneself happy with one's wife, children, friends, and relatives. Beneath Mahatala is the planetary system known as Rasatala, which is the abode of the demoniac sons of Diti and Danu. They are called Panis, Nivata Kavachas, Kaleyas, and Hiranya Puravasis. They are all enemies of the demigods, and they reside in holes just like snakes. From birth, they are extremely powerful and cruel. And although they are proud of their strength, they are always defeated by the Sudarshana Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rules all the planetary systems. And when a female messenger from Indra, named Sarama, chants a particular curse, the serpentine demons of Mahatala become very afraid of Indra Dev. And beneath Rasatala is still another planetary system known as Patala or Nagaloka, where there are many demoniac serpents, masters of Nagaloka, such as Shunka, Kulika, Mahashanka, Shveta, Dhananjay, Dhritarashtra, Shankachuda, Kambala, Ashvatara, and Devadatta. The chief among them is Vasuki. They are all extremely angry, and they have many, many hoods. Some snakes, 5 hoods, some 7, some 10, others 100, and others 1,000. These hoods are bedecked with valuable gems, and the light emanating from those gems illuminates the entire planetary system of Vila Swarga, the subterranean heavenly planets. Recorded August 8, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.